Okay, you can just step right through here and take a seat. Yeah, go ahead and take your jacket off. Here, I'll hang it up for you. All set? All right. So, as you're probably aware, we're looking to fill this position on a pretty short notice. Hoping to get someone in here in the next week or two. HR just passed your resume to me this morning. I'm just getting a chance to look it over. So, let's see. Okay, so previous work stuff is good. Extracurriculars are good. Okay, yeah, your GPA is acceptable. Relevant experiences, So, I'm actually not seeing a lot of experience on here that directly translates to what we do here. Would you mind maybe telling me a little bit about what made you decide to apply for this position? Okay, that's all right. So, here's what I'm gonna tell you. The team is really hoping to get someone new in the next week or two. At the moment, we've only gotten one or two other applications so far, so your chances are. There's a real chance for an opportunity for you here. And I know you don't have a whole lot of prior experience in the industry, but you're obviously a smart guy, and I think that a lot of what we do can be picked up on the job. Obviously, a more related degree or some related work experience would be preferable, but I think at the end of the day, it comes down to hard work and dedication. Would you describe yourself as a hard worker? Actually, don't answer that question. I can tell. You don't have any interest in this job or this company. You don't even have any idea what the position you're applying to is for, do you? HR is part of an intercompany talent acquisition network. They can see how hard you're putting your resume out there. The people who know they're capable, hard workers with stellar resumes, they go straight to the source. Emails to team managers, applications directly to websites of companies and industries that they're very well versed in. And then you go a step down, and you find people who aren't as talented or diligent. People posting their applications to aggregate job search websites, Monster, Indeed, Career Finder. People with decent enough resumes and experiences that companies will find them there and pursue them. Then you go down another rung, the dregs of the career sites. They don't get enough attention from the companies that source those sites, so they need a bit of an extra boost. Employment agencies, staffing companies, they get the help of professionals who help them find jobs. And that's fine. People do what they need to do, right? Then you go down one more level, and you get the people whose resumes and experiences are so lackluster that even with the help of a staffing company, they have trouble finding work. So they apply to anywhere they can. Resumes on Craigslist, picking up flyers from bulletin boards, determined to try to get some form of cushy office job outside of fast food, outside of the pyramid scheme schmooze fest of sales. Desperate. That's what you are, right? I can tell by the look on your face. You're downtrodden, but you've still got a bit of hope left in you. You don't care what you do, as long as you have a comfortable white-collar job that will pay your bills. The door-to-door life isn't for you. You want better than that. You want better than the stress of knowing your livelihood rests on you being able to bullshit random people into buying some company's pointless product. The service industry isn't for you. You want better than that. You want better than getting paid pittance for physical labor in terrible conditions and dealing with assholes who treat you like trash and taking it with a smile. You want to work for me. You want to be a functional enough paperwork drone that you get to take a reasonable paycheck home every month and tell your friends and family that you have a nice job. Is that right? It is, I know. I can tell from the way you look, from the way you walk and talk. I know you're desperate. So here's what I don't know yet and want to find out. Just how desperate are you? Because I wasn't lying earlier. When I said we're looking to fill this position imminently, I was telling the truth. I was serious about everything I said. Due to the limited pool of applicants, you have a very real chance of getting this position. And if you're willing and able to work hard, you can have a place on this team before the end of the month. Does that sound good to you? Are you going to work hard for me? Good. Then let's actually get this interview started. I want to know if you can follow directions. Stand up. Don't move. Don't make a sound. Don't make a scene. You want this, right? You want this job? Of course you do. Then you want me slowly unbuttoning your shirt. One button at a time. Oh man. I was so hoping you'd be agreeable to this. It was all I could do to resist staring at your chest. The way your broad shoulders stand out. There's nothing interesting to look at on your resume. So I think we're all lucky that your body's something worth staring at. Now you, sit back down for me, okay? Remember, we're still in the middle of this interview. I haven't guaranteed you a position just yet. No, I can't do that. Not until you show me that you can follow directions. So, sit very still for me, and I'll just move on right in. Very good. So, you know how to maintain composure in a possibly complicated scenario. That's going to be a very, very important trait for your place on the team. You never know when someone, maybe someone like me, is going to put you in a position where you're going to have to receive this kind of contact. So, I want to make sure that if I kiss you again, that you'll be good for me and stay silent. Not everything in office work is coffee and swivel chairs. I might end up kissing you again. And again. And again. And this? This shirt. You're only half wearing now? This isn't proper workplace attire. You're going to need something that fits you a bit better. Maybe a bit tighter. Something that emphasizes those shoulders I like so much. Something that wraps a bit more snugly around your chest, maybe? Don't worry, I'll let it slide for the first month or so. But the position's salary should be decent enough that you'll be able to update your wardrobe to be more accommodating. You'll be able to afford it with the paycheck I'll be giving you to file papers for us. And to fuck me in any meeting room I want on demand. Does that sound like a fair proposition to you? Both of us are going to get what we want out of the deal. You get to have the job and the salary you're so desperate for, and I get to keep you as my office slut. Hey, maybe you'll even enjoy yourself. If that's something you're interested in, we'd better get on with the rest of the interview. We're gonna do a live representation of a problem that you might need to solve in the workplace. My problem is that I've been soaking wet since we first walked in here alone. There's no way I'm going to be able to focus on my work for the rest of my day if I stay like this. Do you think you have a solution to that problem? I think the solution is that bulge in your pants. You're gonna fuck me hard against this table to my heart's content. Take your clothes off. I want to see that you know how to follow orders. And I want to feel the way you give in to authority. So you can go ahead and sit down. Yeah, right there on the floor. I want you to reach down and start stroking yourself. Yeah, that's right. Grab it just the way you like it. Do it the way you do it if you were touching yourself alone. It's very important that we have transparency between coworkers. And I'm just gonna watch and start touching my tits, just thinking about how hot you're gonna look with my hands running all over you, with my pussy wrapped around you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Let it out. I want to hear those moans of yours. Make it real good. Give me something to remember and fantasize about in the week or two before your first day. Oh my god. You're enjoying this. Nah, that's hot. Are you getting off to the thought of me getting on top, lowering myself in your cock, and fucking you silly? I can see you getting so hard. I can see you leaking. I can see your cock twitching. You're getting so turned on by the idea of me fucking you for your own livelihood, aren't you? That's right. I control whether or not you get this job, and I control whether or not you keep it. You're dependent on me, and you like it. You're a straight up, shameless little slut. No, I'm going to be offering you a paycheck to fuck me. You're a natural office whore. And from this point forward, you're my office whore. Oh, yeah. Oh, you reek of desperation. Oh, you walked in here with your nice tailored clothes. And now they're spread out on the ground. You walked in here with your dignity, and now you're spread out on the ground. Yeah. Any self-respect you had when you came walking in here, that belongs to me now. You sold your dignity when you came in here, desperate. You thought I was going to give you a job when you came in here. That unprepared? With that resume? No. No, I'll give you the job, but you've got to earn it. You need to show me you can be of use to me. Oh, this right here is a test to see if you can handle me. See if you can last long enough for me. I'm starting to think it wasn't even a job that you were desperate for. I bet you fantasize about having someone on top of you, alone in an empty meeting room. A powerful woman with a stable income you could never dream of having for yourself. Oh, fucking you. Yeah, using you to fill my pussy, using you to come, using you to squeeze my pussy around, with my nails digging into you so I can ride you faster. But my hands, they can be put to even better use around your throat. You feel that? Just loosely clasped around your neck. I can make you feel so small and fragile. It would be so easy to just start tightening my hands, squeezing your neck like my pussy is squeezing down on your cock. Are you scared? This feeling, I want you to remember it. The feeling of struggling to breathe. Oh, the feeling of being overpowered. The feeling of being owned and controlled. If you ever get any ideas of backing out or disobeying, I want you to remember what it feels like to be choked like this. Because your pay is in my hands, and I have the power to financially strangle you the instant you stop obeying me. Disobey me, and I will strangle your whole life, not just your body. And I will fuck you up. I am so fucking wet, staring down at you underneath me on the ground. Oh, totally naked and vulnerable, getting fucked and fucked and fucked and fucked. Fuck. God, yes. Yes, come on. Come on, I'm gonna fucking ride you. And you're going to be my helpless little office slut. Powerless to do anything about being manipulated. Oh, so powerless that you can't help but enjoy it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, I'm gonna... Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. No. No, no, no. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to come just yet. Interview's not over, sir. Not yet. You're not getting off the hook that easy. I'm doing all the work here. You're supposed to be proving how you'll make a good asset to the team. Now get back up and put your tie back on. You have some work to do. I take goal setting here very seriously. If I say you're going to fuck me against the table, then goddammit, you're going to fuck me against the table. Come on. Yeah? I can be as rough as I fucking want to. Because I fucking own you. You're my personal office bitch. Now I'm going to spread my legs. And you're going to rub your cock over my pussy lips. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good view. Seeing your tie around your neck like a leash. All I have to do is yank on it. And you have to obey. I'm going to use you for my pleasure, not yours. You are so lucky to be my office slut. Now you're going to take that cock of yours and you're going to fuck me. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, I'm going to bring you into every single meeting room and fuck you at every you stay late, and I'll write you at your desk. Every day you walk into this office, all you'll be able to think about is my pussy sliding onto your cock. And once you have the job, you're going to need something new to be desperate for. I'm gonna ride you until you can't think of anything other than sex. And I'm gonna fuck you so hard that you're going to get addicted to the feeling of my pussy clenching around your cock. Oh, I'm gonna ride you so hard that you can't think about anything else. And you're desperate for pussy every day, because it'll be wrong for you when you're not moaning and writhing in ecstasy from my slick pussy taking you in. Yeah, come on, do your job. Oh, that's right, get fucked and fuck me back. What the fuck am I paying you for? Do some fucking work. Yeah, use those sexy hips. Oh, push yourself into me. Fuck me back. Oh, every time I pull you in with your tie, force you back into my pussy. Push all the way inside me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, scream for me. Oh, moan for me. Move those hips. Now grab me and fuck me faster. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, fucking pathetic. Look at you. You may be on top of me right now, but you know who's in charge. You know who's in control. You're nothing but my little office whore. Say it. Say you're my office whore. Again. Again. Louder. Just because you're overcome with excitement isn't some excuse. Oh, come on. Oh, you think all the people who saw you walk in here didn't already know that you were gonna be just a piece of meat the moment you walked in here? Oh, they knew. Oh, everybody knew. It was obvious that your office whore material. Oh, you're gonna be a good little office whore. Yeah, yeah, you want this fucking job? Then you better tell me you're my office whore from now on. Yeah, yeah, shout out to me what a thirsty, desperate little whore you are. Oh, being my horny little office fuck toy means I get to pull you in, grab your neck, and make you look into my eyes, holding all the power while you fuck my tight, hot pussy. Oh, I can feel you twitching. Do you want to come? Yeah? Then beg me to come. Beg for my come. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's good. Fuck. 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 Oh, I can't wait to do this every fucking day. Every day you're going to sit down at your desk and think about how good my pussy feels. You're going to have my moans echoing through your mind, and you won't be able to keep it in your pants. All you can think about is the next time I'm going to call you into my office or walk by your desk and fucking use my little office bitch. Oh, my nails digging into you, scratching you up. Oh, Vike. Oh, Vike. Vike. Oh, the thought of me marking you up, claiming you as mine is so fucking hot. Oh, can we come? I'm gonna come. Make me come. Make me come. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Get off of me. Get down on your knees. You're not done yet. You are going to clean up this mess you made. Now lick it all up. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, finally. Finally, something you're good at. Looks like you do have relevant skills for this position. Now, that was an interview. Hey, don't try to wipe your face. Put your clothes back on. I want you to walk out of here with a feeling of all that wetness glistening on your chin. People are gonna see you. People are gonna smell you. I want to make sure they all know what you're here for when you come in next week. I want to make sure you know what you're here for when you come in next week. Got it? Good. And with that, the position is yours. You'll get an email from HR before the day is up. Congratulations on your new job, my pathetic little office whore. I'll see you next week.